Hot Country 103.5. Joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery, all the way from Newfoundland, he's got a new tune out called Slow Down, Chris Ryan.
Cruise, my man, what's happening?
Oh, this is it, bud.
Yeah, living the dream.
Living the dream. We're going to get a song from you. What are you going to play for us?
I guess, yeah? Well, you just said it, right? Let's slow down.
Let's slow down.
Young, I could see the world from my front porch swing. A dollar bill at a corner store, I thought I could buy anything. I grew up to be the king, but this castle's got a mortgage, a swimming pool, but only when it rains. If I could be the prince again, there's a list of things that I'd like change. Slow down, we're all spinning in the same direction. Everyone wants everything right now. We got so much world around us, the pictures in your mind don't need a frame right now. Let's slow down. Now when that our voices get reduced to comments on a thread, I can barely think with the frequency of noise round my head. Let me take you to the country, the island be just something where the satellites don't know I'll ever move. Cut the cord for a little while, we'll plug ourselves back in when we run out of better things to do. Slow down, we're all spinning in the same direction. Everyone wants everything right now. We got so much world around us, the pictures in your mind don't need a frame right now. Let's slow down. Everything right now, right now. Slow down, we're all spinning in the same direction. Everyone wants everything right now. We got so much world around us, the pictures in your mind don't need a frame right now. Let's slow down.
Chris Ryan in the Hot Country 103.5 studio for this week's Hot Discovery, Slow Down. Now, you can really hear the East Coast influence in that song. And being from Newfoundland, known for music, how much traditional Newfoundland East Coast music does how does it influence you?
Well, it's funny. Yeah. I actually, for 5 years, I played in a Celtic rock band. So that kind of toured me, and I've... You know, you're kind of bred in, it's bred into your veins, I think, sort of thing when you're a kid. But yeah, I mean, absolutely, there's definitely that feel. I mean, when you hear it, when you hear the actual spin, we've got Tim Chase on from PEI playing fiddle on it, so it's almost an Acadian thing.
That's why I love it so much.
We're just crossing it all over. We're crossing every box.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the song itself. How did it come about?
It's just like, it's funny, like I, you know, I'll show you, and it's all phones, everything is screen time, like, you know, you get your notification of how much time that you're spending on your phone. It's like, when you think about it, we're very blessed in the East Coast, especially to just be surrounded by like some of the most scenic beauty that you can't replicate. And so many people just get lost in cell phones, and you know, the pictures in your mind don't need a frame all the time, just enjoy them. And cause if, you know, how many times have you hear people coming into Halifax or St. John's and be like, oh, I didn't get to do this. It's like, what? Yeah. You didn't go to, like, you didn't go to the waterfront. You didn't go to Cape Spear. Like, are you serious? It's like, oh, I didn't know it was a thing. It's like, if you're never coming back,
like, you missed some of the best parts.
Yeah, you didn't do it right.
Yeah. So I noticed a few months back, you got to try out a piece of rock and roll history.
Yeah. That was, it was hilarious because I had to try and play it super cool. So yeah. I was on tour with Carolina East. We're getting ready to shoot a video. And we have our tech rider, so like we don't travel with our own amps or anything like that. So we put in and we said, you know, that's it's an AC Vox AC30. So I show up and I'm looking around and I just look at the producer. I was like, hey man, like, did you get our rider? Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything, but like, you know, I need to play through something. And I'm not a big fan of this one over here because I just had a generic whatever. He was like, well, yeah, okay, you're the guitar player, I figured. Backstory, we're at the National Music Center, so it's basically a museum where all kinds of artists basically donate memorabilia.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, Randy Bachman was here yesterday, and he was due to donate one of his AC-30s. So as opposed to going to get one, we just figured you'd be able to use that, and it'd work. When we turned it on, it smoked and it sputtered and it sparked and it was just like, no, I was like, well, man, if it was Randy Bachman, like, he probably hasn't turned it on in 15 years. He's like, no, it wasn't just like a dust thing. This was like, if he uses this, he's going to die thing. I was like, oh, okay. So he was like, we do have some stuff here for you to try out. Like, if you want us to get you an AC-30, we can go to L&M, we'll rent you one. I was like, okay. I was like, well, what do you have? He's like, well, we've got a few trainers. We've got a couple of Garnets. So I was like, okay, yeah. He's like, I've also got Neil Young's 1958 original Fender Pro. If you'd be willing to, you know, would you be comfortable and maybe just trying it? And I'm like, I'm a gear pig, right? Yeah. So like in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm vibrating. yes. But in actual fact, I was just like, well, I mean, if I'll give it a try.
And play it cool.
Oh yeah, he saw the sarcasm in me like right through. He was like, yeah, let's go geek out for a little bit. So then we just go back in this gear room and I just, I was like, how do I just casually, like, yeah. I was like, what are you doing today? I'm playing Neil Young's gear.
Yeah, no big deal. You know, we're buds.
Yeah.
2 degrees of separation now.
We're
hanging out on the weekend.
Yeah, but it was hilarious because I picked it up and I set it up and I was doing everything in my pop, like in my mind, to just not go like Harvest Moon or... Or like, you know, look out, mama, there's a white boat coming. Like, oh my God, like, don't be that geek. Like, a geek is one thing, but don't be that bad.
Don't play Neil Young through his amp.
Yes, exactly. It's just like, no, don't play Keep on Rocking in the Free World. Don't play Rocking in the Free World.
What do you have in the works now?
My rod's in a million fires here. Yeah. We're doing... I just got hired by Sierra Noble. She's a fantastic singer-songwriter, fiddle player out of Winnipeg, to go on a national tour. She's got the opening slot for the Johnny Reed Christmas tour. Nice. So we're actually going to be in here on the 20th at the stadium.
Oh.
And then that's 21 shows right across Canada with that. And then Make It Home for Christmas. And then January, I'm coming back up here to record the rest of the new record. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, there's all kinds of things going on. I'm still involved with the Carolina East project, so I'm still doing the guitar work there when they need me. And then, yeah, I think New Orleans at the end of January or something like that. So I've never been down there, so like that's going to be.
I heard something about beads.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bring beads?
I'm not coming home with any beads. Let's just say that.
All right, we're going to get to know you a little bit better, but first we want to get another song from you. What do you want to play?
Yeah, let's go something. This is going to be on the new album. I'll try to do a truncated version because it's a little bit long, but it's this is a song of it's called Goodbye, and it basically came from, you know, being with somebody who does what we do for a living as an artist and musicians. It's not real easy, you know. There's people out there taking your pictures and you know, like when you're away from home, it's I basically wrote it as an apology to anybody who dates a musician. So this will be, this is recorded. So this one, depending on what my beautiful radio tracker says, this could be the next single. Who knows?
Awesome.
See what happens there. A little plug for Principal, but yeah, we'll go from there.
Okay.
This is Goodbye.